Now, this is the first week in September. It is a time of change as we shift away from summer, and it is one that is felt acutely by Roscommon farmer Keith Brennan.
September is the beginning and ending of things on the farm. We pick apples and berries, then feed the trees to foster next year's flowers and fruit. The swallow fledglings gather with their parents. They swirl skyward in chittering mobs, arc and dip into the swerve of each other, licking the barnyard sky clean of insects, gathering to feed so they can leave and return again. The kids pack away their summer, a return to schedule, rote and friends. They make their last midweek raids of the blackberries, purple-inked fingers and sticky cheeks. We bid them wash their hands to pack school bags. Beginnings. Endings. I'm at farm work, putting in fences to protect fruit trees we will plant, building hives to catch honeybee swarms. This is autumn's work. For 2 years I've stitched a line of hedgerows across the farm with my spade, planted trees, fenced off wetland woodland and wildflower meadow so both can make more of themselves. The farm has surged with butterflies and bees, dragonflies, birds, red squirrels, pine martens. Above, the buzzards play cat and mouse with their fledgling, teaching it to pluck living things from the treetops. And on the drive I see the flash of a young sparrowhawk's barred feathers as it vaults the alders that line the road and plunges into the dense willow wood. We watch a young hare graze the backyard lawn as we brush our teeth in the morning. Her mother I see in the hayfield. She bursts from cover, pauses, looks, then slips away into a further field. Hares have not been here for a decade. They have a home here now. The work of the farm has been to build resilience. For us and the wild things we share the farm with. As I plant fence posts and trees, I learn they are the work of the same thing. A farm's capacity to withstand weather, climate, drought and flood is in its reservoir of nature. But it has been a hard summer for anything that farms or forages or flies. I watched as the throng of bumblebees that foraged our wildflower meadows slowed to a trickle. Pounding summer rain shut the swallows in the barn for weeks, then months. Gardens wash away. The skies are stilled by weeks of rain, then made quiet by the months of it. The honeybees roar with hunger in their hives, and the hay is unharvested in the field. Is this what it will look like, I think, the change that's coming? I walk the farm, the recent bright spell of weather now broken by cloud. Curtains of rain draw once more across the field and woodlands. I plan more hedgerow, more trees, more orchards in the pasture, more wildflower meadow. So the hare may come, and the buzzard play. And so the work of today can be an apology to the future. I'm sorry for what's coming. We are trying.
Keith Brennan in Roscommon.